day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show. Thank you all for tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Anne Zubé, Artistic Director for Theatre Lac Brome, and Zach Fraser, Artistic Director for Infinite Theatre in Montreal, all about their new partnership to better meet the needs of the English-speaking community and what both groups want to accomplish artistically. Anne and Zach, I wanted to thank you both so much for joining CIDI today to speak about this new partnership between Theatre Lac Brome and Infinite Theatre. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So, Anne and Zach, as I mentioned, we're here today to chat about Theatre Lac Brome and Infinite Theatre's new partnership for English-speaking productions. And the last time that you and I spoke together, you highlighted a little bit in our interview that it was a little bit of a challenge bringing English-speaking productions here to Bromley because there are such few English theatre companies left here in Quebec. I was wondering if you could start off by speaking about this a little bit more for our listeners and the need that this partnership will help address here in our community when it comes to theatre.
Well, like I was saying, it's not, yes, there's few, but it's to find a play that would tour around Quebec was a bit more challenging for the English version side. So I reached out to companies in Montreal, and then our president, Jean-Claude, reached out to Zach for Infinite Theatre because we heard about their production. So that's why we reached out to them to see, hey, would this be possible for us to partnership with you? And we could bring each year because they do production each year. So would it be able for us together to do a partnership? And then we could bring these plays every year in Lac Brome. And Zach happily said yes, that would be nice, but I would let him see how tell how he saw this approach.
And I'll get into that a little bit more with Zach. That was actually one of my questions for him. But before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you, Anne, despite the challenges, why was it so important for Theatre Lac Brome to make this happen and to ensure that English-speaking productions were brought here to our community?
This is especially to be able to give as much shows to our community, both community, because especially in Lac Brome, we have like a 50-50% French people speaking and English community. So it's important to me to be able to do as much English shows that I do French show. People from Lac Brome has a big history with Lac Brome being a theater that used to produce summer plays. They're really asking a lot for us to continue this tradition to present some plays at the theater.
And like you mentioned to me last time, Theatre Lac Brome is one of the only theaters kind of in our area, besides, of course, Sherbrooke Way and Montreal Way. You can find other places for English-speaking productions, but Theatre Lac Brome for our region is one of the only ones around here.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
I've worked for other theaters before. I've worked 6 years in Quebec City and 17 years in maybe up north from Montreal, and we didn't have this challenge as much. We would produce French shows, and yes, of course, we would have English, but this particular side that I need to be mindful to try to always have a 50-50% French and English, this is the first time that.
Yeah, because, yeah, historically, that was the mission of Theatre Lac Brome, right? Was to bring 50-50 to both communities here.
Yes.
Now, Zach, I'll turn the conversation over to you a little bit more. You are the Artistic Director of Infinite Theatre, and I can't wait to hear a little bit more from you. I was wondering why it was so important for Infinite Theatre to form this partnership. Why did Infinite Theatre want to collaborate with Theatre Lac Brome?
Well, it actually came at a great time for us because we were already thinking perhaps more broadly or vaguely along the same lines in that we're based in Montreal. We have a history of developing new works, producing new works, but also always trying to find new ways to extend the lives of the productions we put so much into. I find so often pieces we work really, really hard, especially in a new work. You're developing a piece over perhaps years. Within the Anglophone community in Montreal, the standard is maybe 10 performances, like a week and a half. If you're feeling lucky or courageous, maybe 2.5 weeks. And it's rare that you get much more of a life than that. So I took over as artistic director at Infinite Theatre a couple of years ago. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was to make sure that we could find new ways to extend life and touring opportunities. The company has had some shows toured in the past, but it has been more of an occasional event based on a specific production having a reason to do that. So I'd sort of said, you know, as we look at our seasons moving forward, let's try to have, we tend to do 2 to 3 productions a year. And I said, you know, let's try to aim to have 1 or 2 of those pieces that are tourable in some capacity. Also, we're sort of a mid-sized Anglophone company. So we're generally not touring with a cast of 12 or even 10 or 8. And in recent years, we're trying to, you know, as we're trying to be economically sound or fiscally sound, but also it opens up creative opportunities. We have had some smaller pieces, and through the pandemic, with the pandemic, it simplified things where we had a season with 2 shows that were literally one person shows, solo shows. Wow. Not to say that's what we do. Every show is different. And in the case of Louis Riel coming to Lac Brome, that's a cast of 3. So anyway, we'd looked into, you know, around the island of Montreal, there are touring opportunities with Camon Tournée, and then just outside Montreal. We had Louis Riel last performed in Richmond Hill in Ontario in January, and it is a piece that has, it's one of the pieces that we've figured out how to tour. And with new pieces, it is always a consideration, as Anne is mentioning. There are shows that you create for a one-off venue, and then it helps if you're thinking from the get-go, we might like to tour this piece. You design the show differently. And so now we're trying to build up a repertoire. So when Lac Brome, when the folks at Lac Brome reached out to us, it was, you know, we were already in the same mindset of saying, we definitely want to be putting more efforts towards having our shows go out into the community. And Lac Brome is of course an ideal opportunity, and also Lac Brome, like Montreal, we have multiple communities living in one community in one geographic region, and yet there's always overlap. And so even with a piece like Louis Riel, I think while we will be on this occasion performing the piece primarily in English, this piece itself has lived in different forms, and I think that it is a piece that can resonate nicely in a place like Lac Brome.
This is a really big hot spot for theater here in the Eastern Townships. Knowlton's known for that. Well, Theater Lac Brome is known for that.
Yeah.
So now, Zach, I did a little bit of research as well about Infinite Theater before our interview. And from my understanding, when you try to stage some of your productions, you try to explore and reflect issues, challenges, from the perspective of the diverse English language minority. So I was wondering if you would like to speak about that a little bit more and the role that theater plays for the English-speaking community.
Yeah, and I will confess that it's an ever-evolving question of what that means within a theater company such as ours. I think it's had a different role throughout the years, and so language politics is always a hot topic in Quebec. You know, our company is Infinite Theatre, and we primarily perform in English, and yet even in the spelling of it, in our logo, we have the accents Infini Théâtre, and that was a deliberate choice by Guy Sprung when he founded the company as Infinite Theatre. It is an Anglophone company that is proudly Anglophone and proudly based in Quebec. And both of those things are true. It is making sure that there's a space for Anglophone audiences to see theater, to come together. And yet it's not intended to be exclusive either. And we celebrate. And in fact, on our production teams, on our creative teams, on all levels, I think we benefit from the Francophone and European influences around us as well. And Montreal, where we're based, it's such a diverse city on so many levels. So Anglophone also means a place for allophone audiences. Mm-hmm. And it's, of course, also, you know, we love it when Francophones come to our theater as well. We all live in one community in that sense. It's just that our primary focus is presenting in English.
It gives audiences a chance to see content in English, but it also provides artists who are English speaking with the platform to be able to express themselves as well.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of, you know, some of the work that's been important in Infinite Theatre through the years being a platform for playwrights, and so Anglophone playwrights. Again, that it's ever evolving in the city of Montreal, because while I think at the time of the founding of the company, it was much more a question of like, There's French theater and there's English theater, but already the landscape has changed so much more than that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that will always be there, but there's so many other layers coming in. So one of the pieces we did a couple of years ago was Omi Muna, created and performed by Mohsen El Gharbi. Mohsen lives his life in Montreal, and yet his piece, he's part Flemish, part Tunisian. He first wrote his piece and performed it in French, and then he premiered it in English with our company. He performed versions of it in Flemish, and there's an artist who is neither French nor English, but the work resonates completely with our audience base as much as with another one. In different ways, humor lands in a different way. But again, Mohsen is yet another example of he's part of this community as well. So I like it when we find the places for overlap as much as possible, and making sure that any voices that are getting, you know, in Montreal, there are less locations where you can see Anglophone theater in English. Mm-hmm. And so we do represent one of those places, probably so as well.
Yes. Now, this partnership is going into 2024, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. And like Zach said, it's the first. We started talking maybe in February, March. So it was really fast and soon for Zach to say, okay, we're going to do Lou Riel. But like he's saying, they're doing 2 to 3 production a year. My wish for the future would be that we are able to take at least 2 of their production, and that these production, instead of being presented just one night, how great would it be that we say it's there for a whole weekend, mm-hmm. that it could start on the Thursday and finish on the Sunday. This is my biggest secret wish, that for the future this partnership just grows and grows, and then we're able to take more than one production and more than just one day of each production.
That was actually a great response, Anne, because I was going to ask, what do you want to accomplish? But you just answered my question. What about on your end, Zach? Would you like do you have anything to comment there?
Same thing. I think, again, we really have the same goals on this front. And this is why it was a quick turnaround for this outing, but at the same time, building partnerships is also, I think that's something that both companies are trying to do in a multitude of ways right now. And I think in general, you know, pandemic, but even before pandemic, it's been something that funding bodies are also happy to see, that we're working with others, because there's only so many resources, and trying to find ways that we can, you know, bring more audiences, strengthen the organizations. If we know that we have the potential for touring, we will put more energy into programming that leans toward that. You know, we each have, I think, if I can speak on behalf of Anne as well, we each have multiple things that we're trying to reach out into our networks in different ways, and it builds momentum.
Yes, and for me, it was Zach was kind enough to explain to me, because touring an English play and touring Quebec French play is so different. They have different concept for mm-hmm. their actors that we have in Quebec. So there's a lot of the contraint
mm-hmm. or restrictions,
that, yeah. restrictions to tour an English play that I didn't know about. So that's what we're all trying to figure out for the next years.
For example, Professional Actors Union in English is Canadian Actors Equity Association for stage performances. In French, it's Union des Artistes. Mm-hmm. And they have different structures and contract styles and rehearsal models. And so even if two shows, a show in English and a show in French, might both have the same number of rehearsal hours, typically in English theater, they're focused, concentrated into a few weeks, whereas in French, they're stretched out. And in a similar way, often the payment model is that you're paid per performance in French, whereas you're paid per week in English. There's so much more touring that happens in French because it's the whole structure is designed for touring. And the model in English is not designed for touring. It's designed for sitting down in one venue for multiple weeks. So it doesn't mean that it's impossible to do, but it means that we need to be able to think outside the box to be able to fit into what is essentially a French touring model, even though we have actors and a team on English language contracts. You know, even if you look at the National Theatre School in Montreal, they have an English section and a French section, and there are reasons for that. It's not just about language, but it's philosophies behind it that are different, and each one, of course, has its strengths and weaknesses. I like to think that being an Anglophone company in Quebec, we are able to sort of pick and choose as much as we can, and to be inspired by and to pick up on French models when it suits us, but still be guided by the Anglophone models on certain occasions as well.
Okay, I did not know that either. Like you mentioned before, Zach, there is a production already in the works here for our community on June 18th, Louis Riel. I wasn't sure if you wanted to get into that a little bit more and what people can expect when they attend to watch this show.
It's a really special piece for me. We first premiered this piece in 2016 in Montreal. At the time, it was a 90-minute show with five actors. And since that time, it has gone through a multitude of variations as we've sort of found different ways that it could connect with communities. So it's toured in different parts of Canada. It's gone out to, we performed even at the National Historic Site in Batoche in Saskatchewan. It's gone as far north as Iqaluit. It is the story of Louis Riel and the Métis people through two major historical events, the Red River Resistance, 1869, mm-hmm. and then up until, well, his execution, but just before that, the Battle of Batoche and the Northwest Resistance or Rebellion, depending on who you ask, the language of it, in 1885. So, but it is inspired by our version of it, is an adaptation of Chester Brown's graphic novel. Chester Brown's graphic novel, it's really quite impressive. It's very much tied to the historical events. It is a graphic novel, so it is a rendition or interpretation of, but it is as much as possible trying to work from transcripts and historical facts. And we're quite lucky in this production. It's actually quite special because our actor, Madison Schmidt, who's performing the role of Riel, as well as some other roles, actually had family member who fought in the Battle of Batoche. You realize that when we speak of history, and you realize it's not so far away.
No.
And it's actually, and it's all around us, and it's ongoing, even though we're referring to these events back in the 1800s. But what I really like about this version of it is that because we're working from, there's a lot of puppets, and they're two-dimensional black and white puppets, really as if, as we say, they're like lifted from the page of Chester Brown's graphic novel. I think it's a fun mix of taking a story of real historic events that are very complex, but to be able to tell that story through the graphic novel language and through puppetry and performance, it makes it much more accessible. It's mm-hmm. not to simplify it in a dumbing down manner, but it's often we hear history and some folks just get overwhelmed in numbers and dates.
You're making it more relatable for people.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm biased, but I think it is an interesting way to encounter history at the theater.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you both, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you'd like to mention that you think would be important for the community to be aware of regarding this partnership or the upcoming production.
Well, hopefully people will respond to this invitation. Looking forward for them to see more of Infinite and Zach's production over the years.
Thank you, Anne. And if I can say, we're super excited to begin this partnership with Theatre Lac Prome and Milton, and also, and as we were discussing just before this interview, the piece is going to be on Father's Day. So if you want a fun way to bring the family together on June 18th, I've got two young boys and they've seen this piece multiple times. It's very engaging, I think, on an adult level. It's also quite compelling for younger folks as well. So it is a piece that's accessible for most of your family. I think we say 12 and up.
Well, thank you both so much again for taking the time out of your day to chat. I really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to all that you do here with this partnership.
Thank you to you too.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.